Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week I want to ask you a question that God asked of Moses back in Numbers chapter 11. The Lord said to Moses, "Is the Lord's power limited?" Other translations read this way, "Is the Lord's arm short that it cannot save?" Is the Lord's power limited to help you in your life situation, to break through in your most difficult obstacle or adversity that you may be facing today? Is the Lord's power limited? The word limit or limited means very simply to confine or restrict within a boundary. Confine suggests imprisonment or restraint or an impediment. You could ask the question this way: is the Lord's power restricted within a boundary in your life? Is the Lord's power confined? Is there some impediment that prevents the Lord's power from intervening in your life? We know that God is all-powerful, so in that sense, the Lord's power is not limited, and yet God himself has limited himself by the free will of man. He doesn't force himself upon any person. He gives the opportunity to participate in relationship with every single human being, and he offers it to every single one of his creation of the human race. He doesn't force himself, so in that sense, you could say, well, the Lord's power is limited. He can't save everyone. But that's only because people limit God, not allowing God to cross over into their life, break off chains, bring forth change, deliver from bondage, help them in difficulty. So in that sense, you could say, God's power is not limited, but we often limit or restrict or confine him within our self-imposed boundaries. Recently, I was in Africa, and I had the opportunity to observe some of the fantastic wildlife that God has created and which abounds in the continent of Africa. And one beautiful animal that I saw was the African impala. Impalas are not very large animals. In fact, they were much smaller than I would have imagined, considering the tremendous power that they have, both to run very quickly, but also to jump. The African impala can jump to a height of over 10 feet and cover a distance of greater than 30 feet in a single bound. Yet these magnificent creatures can be kept in an enclosure in any zoo with a mere 3-foot wall. The animal will not jump if they cannot see where their feet will fall. So though all the power that the impala needs to leap to a height of 10 feet or more, or to leap across an area of more than 30 feet, resides within the animal, that animal, the African impala, will not even attempt it if it cannot see where its feet will land. The African impala allows a limitation because of a self-imposed boundary. The impala won't make a leap if it doesn't know where its feet will touch down. God has given us power. If you're a born-again Christian, you have the power of the Holy Spirit residing in you. The word tells us in 1 Peter that we've become partakers of the divine nature. That means we literally have God in us, part of his nature. We're no longer just human beings trying to do things in our own strength. We now have the power of God inside of us. And yet that power, which is unlimited, is often limited or restricted or confined because of our own self-imposed boundaries. Just like the African impala, imposes the boundary of I won't jump if I can't see where I'll land, and yet the powers within him to make a tremendous leap of height and of length. We often restrict or confine the power of God in our own lives. Is the Lord's power limited? The answer could be, well, it all depends. It all depends upon whether the individual limits God and God's power from working through that person's life. This week, I want to talk about five specific ways which we limit God's power in our life. In Numbers chapter 11, where we find this rhetorical question that God asked Moses, is the Lord's power limited? In that chapter, we see three specific things, and then in the following chapters, two more things that will limit God's power from operating in our lives. You could say it's as if we disconnect the power source by allowing these particular five things to operate in our lives. A missionary working out on a foreign mission field had a car that he could not start without pushing it. He finally decided that the only way to keep this car going and usable in his ministry was to make sure that he always parked on a hill where he could get the car running with a jump start, or have people available who could help push start the car, or simply to leave the car running once it was started as he went around town doing his errands. After 2 years on the mission field, he was going to return home, and a new missionary came to that mission station to take his place. The missionary, Dr. Jackson, began to explain to the new missionary, well, this is how this car works. It'll work for you, but it just can't get started on its own, and you're going to have people push you or run it down a hill or do something to help get it started. The new missionary looked underneath the hood and in a matter of moments said, oh, but Dr. Jackson, I believe the only trouble here is a loose cable. He gave the cable a twist, stepped into the car, pushed the switch, and to Dr. Jackson's astonishment, the engine roared to life. For 2 years, needless trouble and struggle had become routine for Dr. Jackson just to get that car going every day. The power was there all the time to start the car, but there was a loose connection. The power is available for you to have victory over every circumstance in your life, but many times there's a loose connection between ourselves and God's power. One way that we find in Numbers chapter 11 that will disconnect the power source from our lives is the very simple issue of complaining and a spirit of ingratitude. Numbers 11 verse 1 begins, now the people became like those who complain of adversity in the hearing of the Lord. And when the Lord heard it, his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burned among them and consumed some of them of the outskirts of the camp. The people therefore cried out to Moses, and Moses prayed to the Lord, and the fire died out. So the name of that place was called Taberah, which means burning, because the fire of the Lord burned among them. The rabble who were also among them had greedy desires, and also the sons of Israel wept again and again, saying, who will give us meat to eat? We remember the fish we used to eat free in Egypt, the cucumbers and the melons and the garlic and the onions, but now our appetite is gone and there's nothing at all to look at except this manna. God had plenty of power available to assist the Israelites who were wandering in the wilderness at this time in Numbers chapter 11. He had done mighty miracles to deliver them from the bondage of Egypt, and they had seen the hand of God with their own eyes. And yet here they were complaining and ungrateful for the provision or resources that God had given them in the form of manna, which supplied their daily need for food for the entire period of 40 years in the wilderness. But here the Bible tells us the people became like those who complain of adversity in the hearing of the Lord. and the anger of the Lord was kindled against them. God does not like a spirit of murmuring and complaining and a spirit of ingratitude. We know just from natural family relations that when you see a child who's ungrateful for a gift that it's been given or for food that's been provided, a parent is not moved to give more to that ungrateful child. They want to see a change of heart before they lavish any more gifts upon the child. God does not like a spirit of complaining and murmuring, and it cuts off the flow of power to your life. You may be waiting on God for a miracle, for an intervention, for a deliverance in a very difficult situation you're facing, but be very careful that you don't fall into the trap and the trick of the enemy that tempts you to complain about your current circumstance or the current resources or provision God has provided for you. You have provision right now in some form. It may not be the ultimate of what you're desiring, but God is testing your heart. Can you walk through this period on your way to receiving the promises of God in their fullness without complaining, without a spirit of ingratitude to the Lord? God wants to release power to you, but He wants to see a heart of gratitude in every one of His children. Don't cut off the power source. Don't disconnect from God's power by allowing a spirit of complaining, murmuring, grumbling, or a spirit of ingratitude to grip your heart. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.